I ask you to listen very carefully because we are a little late tonight, and I do not ever go over time. I mean that. You know that's true. We'll be dismissing the service tonight as early as we usually do on Sunday night, and we spend about 25 minutes of the service on the Lord's Supper. I want to speak tonight on the subject, Satan is your best friend. It's no trick sermon at all. Satan is your best friend. I got a little note today, one of our men, he said, you said Wednesday night that your spouse was supposed to be your best friend. He says, is there any connection there? I'm not going to tell you who it was, but he, maybe you'd feel the same way if you were married to Diane Dowdy. I don't know. But I know a fellow who's in deep trouble, I'll tell you for sure. He's just a chip off the old block, but he's in deep trouble. But I want you to listen as I speak to you tonight. Listen, if you would, carefully, and I promise you I'll not be as long as I usually am on Sunday night. Father, I want to be a help, that's all. That's all I ever want to be. I don't know if I ever have in all of my ministry prayed for eloquence of speech. I don't know if I've ever asked you to help me preach a good sermon in all these years. I don't even know that I have or not. But I believe I've helped some people. And that's what I want to do tonight. Help the people I love the most. May I do so. But you'll have to help me if I help them. May I have your help tonight. Amen. Let me first say that this message... originated with a Bible study that I had on a Wednesday night when I was teaching on the subject of authority. I want to make one statement before I give you a little Bible lesson and then preach a while. Statement is that the devil is not after you. Primarily, he's not after you. He's pulling for you. I'll show you tonight where he is your biggest supporter. And he is for you more than anybody else. Now, I said that. Let me have your attention as I bring you up to date. According to our text we read a while ago in Ezekiel 28:14, Satan was originally not an anointed cherub, but the anointed cherub. Of all the angels, Satan was the number one angel. There are three archangels. There were originally three archangels, Gabriel, Lucifer, and Michael. Lucifer was the one who now is Satan. Lucifer decided to rebel against God, according to Isaiah 14 and verse 15, and decided that he wanted to exalt himself above God and take over the throne of heaven. Because of this, he was expelled from heaven. And then, according to Matthew 25:41, a place called hell was prepared for the devil and his angels. If you go to hell tonight, you'll be an intruder. Hell wasn't made for you. Hell was made for the devil and his angels. Now, if you go to hell, you'll go to hell because the devil talked you into taking the journey with him. But God never intended for you to go to hell. God is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance, it says. So, the devil was originally the anointed cherub, which means he was God's right-hand deputy. Nobody ever knew God like the devil did, because the devil was Lucifer and he was the, not an, but the anointed cherub. So hell was prepared for him and his angels. One of these days, according to Revelation chapter 20 and verse 10, he'll be cast into this lake of fire forever and ever. And I'll be able to see that when it happens, and I'll be tickled pink about that. In the meantime, the devil has one great mission. And that is to cause God all the trouble he can. Satan is not after you. Satan's after God. Now, follow me carefully. He knows God like no one else knows God, as I said a while ago. Now, since he knows God so well, he knows what God likes and what God doesn't like. He knows that what God wants from you more than anything else is for you to do his will and live for the praise of his glory. So the devil is doing what he can to get you to do what you want instead of what God wants you to do. He says, the devil says, I don't want to decide. Now let me say it again. The devil does not want to decide what you do. The devil does not want to decide what music you listen to. The devil does not want to decide what college you attend. The devil does not want to decide what church you attend. The devil does not want to decide what dress standards you have. The devil does not want to decide at all. The devil wants you to decide. He said, I don't want to decide. I don't want anyone else to decide. And by the way, listen carefully to this. The devil wants you to do right. I taught this on Wednesday night. I'm adding to it tonight. But the devil wants you to do right. The devil never comes to you and says, I want you to choose to do wrong. No, the devil comes, I want you to choose to do right. But he says this, I want you to do the choosing. Because you don't know, the devil doesn't say this, but you and I do not know what's right or wrong. Only omniscience knows what's right or wrong. I do not know what's right or wrong. And so the devil comes along wanting us not to do the will of God. But he doesn't care what will we do. He doesn't care which direction you go as long as you don't go God's direction. You can go any one of 1,000 directions. It won't bother him at all. He is after God. Again, I say, he's not after you. Only to the extent he's after God because God expelled him from heaven. And since God expelled him from heaven, he's after God, and he knows the best way to get to God is through you. Now, he came to Eve in the Garden of Eden. All of you know the story. He said to Eve, I want you to do right. Do you know what I said? He didn't say to Eve, I want you to do wrong. He said, I want you, Eve, to do right. He said, in fact, if you'll eat that forbidden fruit, you'll become, you and Adam become as gods, knowing good and evil. Or better still, knowing what good is and what evil is, knowing what right is and what wrong is. You'll know that if you'll eat that forbidden fruit. So the devil was trying to get, hear me carefully now, the devil was trying to get Eve to do right. But he was trying to get her to decide what right was. For the devil is trying to keep Eve from doing God's will. So the devil doesn't come to Eve and say, Eve, I want you to do wrong. He comes to Eve and says, I want you to do right, but I want you to eat that forbidden fruit, and you then will know what right and wrong is, and you will decide what's right. You know that most of the people in the world want to do right, but they do wrong because they choose themselves what's right. Teenagers, you're not so smart. You're not so smart that you know what right and wrong is. God knows what right and wrong is. You adults here tonight, you don't know what's right and wrong, and the devil simply says, look, I'm on your side. I'm in your corner. I'm pulling for you. I'm on your team. I want you to do right. But, he said to Eve, you decide what's right. Now, one of the worst times in all of history was the time of the judges. It says in Judges 17 and 6 and 21 and 25, it says what caused this awful judgment of God. The time of the judges was one of the wickedest times in all the life of God's people. But it said the reason was every man did that which was right. In the time of the judges, every man did not decide to do wrong. Every man decided to do right. But what they did, in the next words, in his own eyes. Young people, God, the devil wants you to do right, but he wants you to decide what right is. I said the devil isn't after you, he's after God. He just doesn't want you to do God's will, that's all. He hates God because he rebelled against God and was expelled from heaven, and he hates God. He doesn't want you to do what God wants you to do. He's after God, and he simply says, you do what's right, but do what you think is right. Oh, he loves such statements as this. I don't see anything wrong with that. You don't have to see anything wrong with it. Does God see something wrong with it? You see? God is about to send his people into slavery for 70 years. Called the Babylonian captivity. We talk about it an awful lot in our Bible teaching here. 70 years of captivity. 70 years of slavery. The Israelites were in that slavery as long as I have been alive. 70 years of slavery. What could they have done to deserve such punishment? What could they have done to deserve to be taken 500 miles away and spend 70 years as common slaves? What could they have done to deserve the temple to be leveled to the ground? What could they have done to deserve the walls of the city to be leveled to the ground? What could they have done to see their homes destroyed and to see such awful famine that even women cooked their own children and ate their own children? That's not quite as bad as murdering their own children for no cause at all, just because you don't want to have a baby. But what could be? What could be so wicked? What in the world could have caused God to be so angry? The Bible says, all we like sheep have gone astray. We've turned everyone to his own way. Didn't say we've turned everyone to the devil's way. It said we've turned everyone to his own way. Now I want to tell you something, especially young people. You have no right to do your own thing. You have no right to go your own way. Well, it's my life. No, it's not your life. You're not your own. You're bought with a price. You're supposed to glorify God in your body. And the devil is tickled pink if you choose yourself something good to do, but it's not what God wants you to do. And this nation of Israel and Judah cast for 70 long years into awful tribulation and slavery and captivity. Why? Why? Because every man decided which way he went. That didn't matter. The devil tonight, the devil would just soon you be home taking a nap as down to the gentleman's club. Because the devil is just trying to get you not to do what God wants you to do. And the truth is, if he can get you to do something and use the logic that he used to Eve, look, you decide what's right. Look at time of the judges. Do what's right in your own eyes. I'm on your side. I'm in your corner. You do what you want to do. Ladies and gentlemen, there needs to be a revival tonight on the will of God. What does God want me to do? Where does God want me to work? Where does God want me to live? Where does God want me to go to school? What does God want me to sing? What does God want me to serve? What does God want me to do? It doesn't matter what you want, even if what you want is a right thing to do. It matters if God has his will in your life. The devil even came to Jesus. He said, would you take a drink of whiskey? No, I didn't say that. In Matthew chapter 4, when Satan came to Jesus, when he was on the pinnacle of temptation, the devil didn't say, would you steal somebody's money? He said, command these stones be made bread. What's wrong with that? There's nothing wrong with that, but it was not the Father's will that he command those stones be made bread. And the thing that's ruining fundamentalism tonight is not doing wrong. It is doing something that is right that you want to do and not the thing that God wants you to do. So Satan has no agenda. He has nothing he wants you to do. He has only, hear me carefully now, he has only one thing he doesn't want you to do. And that's what God... Listen, brother, if the devil hates my God, I don't want to please him. And if for no other reason, I want to do God's will just to keep the devil from getting his way. I don't want the devil happy. I don't want the devil rejoicing. And you folk, you young people tonight, you may be a deacon in a church somewhere. You may be a Sunday school teacher. But if God wants you to preach the gospel, the devil is having his way in your life. You may not drink, curse, smoke. You may be as clean as a hound's tooth. But unless you're doing what God wants you to do, God didn't put you here to do what you want to do. God put you here to do what he wants you to do. Now follow me carefully. In his effort to do this, he presents you as large a menu as possible. He knows if you have 100 choices, you're more likely not to do God's choice than if you have 2 choices. For example, he comes and I say this, the devil has no church. No, the people are going to say, this is the church of Satan. No, it's not the church of Satan. The devil has no church. He didn't found a church. The devil, all he wants you to do is not go to the kind of church that God wants you to go to. So the devil gives you as big a menu as possible. Let me read you the Chicago menu. Any of these is okay with him. Advent Christian, Adventist, African Methodist Episcopal, African Methodist Episcopal Zion, Alliance, American Evangelical Christian, Apostolic, Apostolic Christian, Arminian Apostolic, Assembly of God Independent, the American Baptist, Conservative Baptist, Free Will Baptist, J.A.R.V. Baptist, General Baptist, Baptist General Conference, Missionary Baptist, Bible Church, Bible Missionary, Southern Baptist, Brethren, Buddhist, Christian, Roman Catholic, Christ Catholic, Christian Delphian, Christian Chinese, Disciples of Christ, Christian Methodist Episcopal, Christian and Missionary Alliance, Christian Reform, Christian Science, Church of Christ, Church of God, Church of God, Anderson, Indiana, Church of God, Cleveland, Tennessee, Church of God of Holiness, Church of God in Christ, Church of God of Prophecy, Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, Church of the Brethren, Church of the Nazarene, Community Church, Congregational Church, Congregational Christian Church, Church of the Divine Science, Eastern Orthodox, Episcopalian, Reformed, Evangelical, Congregational, Evangelical Congregational, Evangelical Covenant, Evangelical Free, Evangelical Lutheran Synod, Free Methodist, Friends Church, Full Gospel, Greek Orthodox, Holiness Ecumenical, Interdenominational, Islamic, Jehovah's Witness, Jewish Messianic, Korean Presbyterian, Liberal Catholic, Lutheran, Lutheran English Synod, Evangelical Lutheran Church of America, Lutheran Missouri Synod, Lutheran various synods, Lutheran Wisconsin Synod, Mennonite, Methodist, Methodist Episcopal, Methodist Free, Methodist Western, Missionary Church, New Apostolic Church, Old Roman Catholic, Orthodox Catholic, Orthodox Church of America, Pentecostal, Polish National Catholic, Presbyterian, Presbyterian Orthodox, Presbyterian USA, Protestant Reform, Quaker, Reformed Church of America, Religious Science, Reorganized Church of the Latter-day Saints, Roman Catholic, Roman Orthodox, Russian Orthodox, Salvation Army, Seventh-day Adventist, Spiritual Church, Spiritualist Church, Swedenborgian, something, Ukrainian Catholic, Ukrainian Orthodox, Unitarian Universalist, United Church of Christ, United Holy Church of America, United Methodist, United Pentecostal, United Protestant, Unity, Wesleyan, Hindu, Pilgrim Holiness, General Baptist, Science of the Mind, Serbian Orthodox, Conservative Synagogue, Unconservative Synagogue of America, the Lubavitch Messianic Synagogue, Orthodox Synagogue, Reconstruction Synagogue, Reform Synagogue, Traditional Synagogue, Invisible Church, Universal Church, and Campus Church. Take your choice. See, the devil knows he can give you this menu. He knows that you'll have more choices. And you'll be less likely to join an old-fashioned independent Baptist church. You see? You say, Brother Hiles, you think the Baptist church is, independent Baptist church is the only one? That's what the sign says out in the front. Now, I'm saying that's the menu. And the devil is trying to keep you from a soul-winning church. Well, you say, Brother Hiles, I just don't like these long invitations. The devil, please. The devil says, choose what you want. Find something you like. If you don't like long invitations, find something you like. Find a place that says, go down to room 315 after service. I'll meet you there, but nobody ever meets anybody there. And by the time they get there, the preacher's out of McDonald's eating a hamburger and drinking a milkshake. Somebody said, I don't like First Baptist Church of Hammond because the preaching is too loud. It's not the loud preaching. It's what the loud preaching says that bothers you. In the first place, God doesn't give a flip what you like. It's what He likes that matters. The devil's your best friend, the devil said. Here's the menu. Choose one. And he said, don't you let anybody tell you which one to choose. You choose any one of these churches, I'm for you. I'm your best friend, the devil says. I'm pulling for you. I'm in your corner. I'm on your side. I'm on your team. But let me tell you something. If you don't like a soul-winning church, you're still supposed to go to a soul-winning church. If you don't like a King James Bible church, you're still supposed to go to a King James Bible church.
Well, I like the social program in another church. Show me in the Bible you're supposed to choose a church because of the social program. Well, I like the rock music. Show me in the Bible where you're supposed to choose a church because of the rock music. Show me in the Bible. Jesus said, upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. It may be there's some people here that don't like some things about this church. That doesn't matter. It's whether God likes it or not. The devil says, I hate God. I'll do what I can to displease God. I don't want God happy. And I know the best way to get to God is the way it's best to get to anybody. Get to God through His children. If you want to break my heart, you hurt that little girl up there that's our baby girl. You want to break God's heart, you just get to God through His children. And the devil says, I'm not after you. I'm your friend. I want you to have your own way. You have no right to have your own way. Get in the Bible and have God's way. That's all you have a right to do. I said, the devil has no church and he has no Bible. He comes along and says, choose your own. He says, here's the menu. There's the Revised Version, American Standard, New American Standard, New King James, New Scofield, New International Version, Douay Version, Good News for Modern Man, Amplified, Goodspeed, Moffitt, American Bible Society, Reader's Digest Condensed Version, Contemporary English Version, New Living Bible, the New Century Version, and the devil says, there's the menu. I don't care. See, the devil's not trying to tell you what Bible to use. He's trying to tell you what Bible not to use. I'd like to ask somebody a question now. If we're so shallow, as the deeper life people say, so-called, if we're so shallow, why is it that crowd has to have an easier Bible? We're smart enough to understand the one that's got the V's and the thou's. They're not trying to have an easier Bible. They're trying to make a buck. That's what they're trying to do. They're trying to make a dollar. And that's why they've got the false Bibles copyrighted. They're trying to make a buck. But the old King James Bible's not copyrighted. Go home tonight and print a copy and you won't be in any trouble at all. The devil doesn't care which of these Bibles you use. He's interested in what Bible you don't use. But bless God, America needs to get back the Bible that made us what we are, the old King James Bible. So the devil says, look, I'm your friend. God wants you to narrow it down to one, but not me. I'll give you some choices. Choose whatever Bible that you choose. After all, you're your own man. You got your own reign. Well, a few of you don't. But you got your own mind. That's what he said to Eve. The devil has no Bible. He simply hates God. And brother, I'm not going to try to please anybody that hates my Savior. He has no agenda. He has no church. He has no Bible. He has no plan of salvation. None. The devil has not any plan of salvation. He just wants you not to do the one that God's given. So he gives you a menu and says, look, I want to give you some choices. And whichever one sounds best to you. Good works, baptism, church membership, sacraments, Church of Christ seven steps, lordship salvation, denominational salvation, keep the Ten Commandments, keep the Sabbath plus works. Talk in tongues plus works. Trust Jesus and hold out faithful. Repent of all your sins. Or any other. He says, look, I'm not narrow-minded. I'm broad-minded. That means you got a cracked skull. I'm broad-minded. I'm not trying to make a slave out of you. I want to give you your own liberty. You say, preacher, why are there so many denominations? It's the devil making his menu. And that's why you can turn the radio on down south where you can afford radio time. You get every kind of a thing under the sun.
every kind of a false doctrine of the Son, because the devil wants to give you as many choices as he can, because he knows if he can give you more choices, you're less likely to choose his church, his Bible, and his plan of salvation. Well, Brother Hiles, this is just not my cup of tea. Well, Gertrude, your cup of tea doesn't really matter. It's God's cup of tea that matters. You know, there's some things about fundamentalism that I have a hard time agreeing with. For example, the doctrine of a hellfire forever pricks my mental something. Mental retardation. I mean, that's hard for me to comprehend. And if I decided to believe what I want to believe, I would not believe that anybody's going to burn forever in hell. Well, you say then, Brother Hiles, why do you believe they will? Because the Bible says it. Doesn't matter what I believe. It matters what God said. I was preaching in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, at an area-wide Sunday school convention. Right before me, another fellow spoke, and I didn't know who he was, or I wouldn't have spoken. He got up and he said, "We do not know that hell has fire." He says hell may be being marooned on an island somewhere without God. We do not know that hell has fire. Hell may be in a boat somewhere on the ocean alone without God. We do not know that hell has fire. Hell may be floating in space somewhere, weightless, beyond gravity. We do not know that hell has fire. When he got through preaching, I got up. And I said, I enjoyed that message entitled, "We Do Not Know." But I said, my brother, I guess, he was sitting up on the platform, I said, "I can help you know whether hell has fire or not." Well, he said, "Thank you very much. How?" I said, "Get you a Bible." Doesn't matter what I think, it's what does God think. Doesn't matter what kind of church you want, it's what kind of church does God want. And God gave His Son to keep people out of hell and to save folks from burning in hell. And God wants an old-fashioned, soul-winning Baptist church. You say, you think you're the only one? No, I don't. I think God's the only one. Not only that, God has no plan for your life. I'm sorry. Scratch that on the tape. The devil has no plan for your life. Just one word. Just made a one word mistake. The devil has no plan for your life. The devil couldn't care whether what you do as long as you're not doing what God wants you to do. So, it's up to you. The devil says, "I'm in your corner. I'm pulling for you. I'm on your side. I'm for you having freedom and loving freedom. I'm on your team. I want you to be your own man. I want you in charge of your own life. I want you to do your own thing. I want you not to be a slave. I want you to control your own self." Now, he doesn't want you to do that. He'd just soon I make up your mind for you, as long as it's not God making up your mind for you. But he knows, hear me carefully, he knows that the word freedom is a good word for you. He knows you choosing is the best way to get you to go wrong. But you say, "Brother Hines, I can understand the NIV Bible, false Bible, better than I can understand the King James. Doesn't make any difference. Still not God's Bible. Won't you get you a picture book? Won't you get John hit the ball? The ball was hit by John. John and Mary hit the ball. John hit Mary." Let me tell you something, brother. That book right there is the easiest book ever printed to understand. You know why? Because the author came in you to live when you got saved, and he'll teach you that book if you'll get on your knees and read the book. devil says, I want you to make up your own mind, your own initiative. I don't want to lead you. I don't want anybody to lead you. I want you to be in control. When you're in total control, that's what demon possession is. Demon possession is when you are self-possessed. You are the place to where all you do in your life is what you choose to do. And that's exactly what the devil wants, and he has possessed you when you live your own life. I'm talking to some mighty good people tonight who are demon possessed. Oh, you don't frolic at the mouth. You don't roll up and down the aisle. You're not cursing God, but you're demon possessed. Because you're living to do what you want to do. I'm talking to some high school students. Your dream is to get out of high school, get you a certain job, make some money, build you a nice house, get you a big car, have a nice family, go to church, read your Bible, and pray. But that's not the issue. The issue is, what does God want you to do with your life? Choose your own baptism, says the devil. Choose your own communion. Choose your own mate. God has somebody for you to marry. I bet you some of you gals wish you'd hurry up and let you know who it is. But if God wants you to marry, he has somebody. Now, God didn't want everybody to marry, but if God wants you to marry, he has somebody picked out. And the devil doesn't care whom you choose as long as it's not the one God wants you to have. He says, choose your own vocation. Somebody show me in the Bible where you're supposed to move your family somewhere because you get transferred. Show me that in the Bible. Show me in the Bible, if you get a promotion, you're supposed to leave your own city and go somewhere else because you get a promotion. The devil is tickle pink if that's the basis of your decision about where you work. He wants you to choose your own college, your own place to live, your own friends, your own church. The one that fits you. What you like best. He says, don't choose bad, choose good. But you decide what's good. Don't choose wrong, choose right. But you decide what's right. An old story. But I close with it. Some people were on a train many, many years ago. Three folks were traveling together. And there was another man there. Back in the days when the seats faced each other and you had a little table in between. Actually, sort of like a little booth. You could fit, make it so that the table, put a little table down. Two people over here going backwards and two going the way, same way the train was going. So you had a man over here, one over here. Fellow over here on this side said, let's play some cards. He asked the fellow beside, would you like to play some cards? He said, yes. Would you like to play some cards? He said, yes. He said, would you like to play some cards? The fourth man said, yes, I would. He gets out. He deals the cards. He takes, I don't know how many cards you take in a hand. He takes his cards. This guy takes his. This guy takes his. But his, he doesn't take any. And the man on this side said, sir, it's time you take your cards, your hand. He said, I can't. What do you mean you can't? He said, I have no hands. The fellow looked at him and saw that his arms were under the table. And he said, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to embarrass you. I did not know that you had no hands. So the three played cards. After a while, they were had a little refreshment. And this fellow over here reached out and took a glass of water or something and drank it. And the fellow said, you do have hands too. Though he said, I don't either. Why, he said, there they are on the end of your arms. He said, these aren't mine. They belong to Jesus. You said you wanted to play cards. I do want to play cards, but Jesus does not want me to play cards. Those hands you have on the end of your arms are not yours. And you have no right to decide what you do with them. And those eyes you have in your sockets are not yours, they're his.
And you have no right to decide what you do with them.
And those feet that you have on the end of your legs are not yours, they're His. And you have no right to decide where they take you. And the tongue that you have in your mouth is not yours, it's His. And you have no right to decide what it says. But the devil comes along and says, let me be your buddy. I want you to do right. There's many people in this room tonight. There are more people in this room tonight who are pleasing the devil than there are at the gentlemen's club down here pleasing the devil. Because there are more people here tonight. He doesn't care what Bible you use as long as you don't want God's Bible, because he hates God. He doesn't care what church you go to as long as it's not God's church, because he hates God. He does not care what you do with your life as long as it's what you choose to do and not what God chooses. These hands. I don't claim to be a great Christian. A long time ago, these hands were given away. I don't claim to be a great Christian, but a long time ago, these feet were given away. I don't claim to be a good Christian, but a long time ago, this tongue was given away. I don't claim to be a good Christian, but a long time ago, these eyes were given away. And these ears were given away. They're not mine. They're His. Don't misunderstand me. There's some things my eyes would like to see that aren't wrong to see, but I'm not supposed to see them because it's not what He wants them to see. Every man did that which was right. Right! In his own eyes. All we like sheep have gone astray. We've turned everyone to his own way. Only to be what he wants me to be. Every moment of every day. Yielded completely to Jesus alone every step of this pilgrim way. Just to the clay in the potter's hands, ready to do what his word commands. Only to be what he wants me to be. Every moment of every day. Have thine own way, Lord. Have thine own way. Thou art the potter. I am the clay. Mold me and make me after thy will. While I'm waiting, yield it. And still, I celebrated. No, I mourned my 70th birthday Wednesday. And it has not been easy for me. I'll be quite frank with you. To me, 70 is old. 69, I told Miss House today, I said, when you go from 65 to 66, it seems like it's a whole year in one day. When you go from 69 to 70, it's a whole decade in one day. But God knows this is true. If I had one finger that I didn't want him to have, I'd want to cut it off. If I had one toe that was not his on my feet, I'd want that toe to be taken. I want to please him. But also, I got enough meanness in me. I don't want to please a booger man. You know one reason I keep going? Because folks think I'm not. They've announced my funeral in this country time after time, but the corpse didn't show up. I won't look in the face of my enemies and say, by cracky, I'm still going. And I won't look in the face of the devil and say, let me tell you something, Buster. You may not want me to do anything that's real wicked, but you're after my God, and you hate my God, and my God gave his son for me, and his son died for me, and I don't want you happy. So I'll show you. I'll just do what God wants. Not what I want, but what he wants. I can hear my Savior calling. I can hear my Savior calling. I'll go with him. With him. All the way. Where he leads me, I will follow. Where he leads me, I will follow. Where he leads me, I will follow. I'll go with him. With him. All the way. And ask a question, whose hands are those you have? Whose eyes do you have? Whose feet do you have? I have no hands, said the man. Well, there they are. You said you wanted to play cards. I do, but I can't. I have no hands. These aren't mine. They belong to Jesus. Any rearrangement you ought to make in your life tonight? I said the devil's your best friend, but you'll be a fool to be his best friend. Let me tell you a better friend. What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry. But you say, isn't he my best friend? Not as men count friends, because Jesus is trying to capture you and make a slave out of you. He wants to make you so narrow-minded you only do what he wants. He wants his own way. The devil says, I don't. Do your own thing. Would you bow your heads, please?